Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get back to it. We do this to wrap up the year every year, and it's honestly one of my favorite parts of the show because the things that you guys ask about really are hysterical to me, the things that you remember or that you never got an answer to that we kind of forget about.
Yeah.
That you've been holding on to for a long time.
Sometimes for years.
And some of these, like, coming in, we've already answered earlier in the morning, so everything will be up on the website after the show. So if you had a question we didn't answer it while you were listening, I promise it's in there.
Carson and Kennedy, ask me anything. It's the K&K AMA.
617-931-1234 to call or text for the AMA. Chris is from Lowell.
Lowell.
What's your question, Chris?
Good morning. I wanted to know if there was any chance of bringing back Dan's weekly recap.
Oh, the weekly wrap-up from producer Dan, yes.
Oh, my God, I missed that.
I do, too.
I appreciate you, Chris. Yeah, if you're, a lot of people that are newer listening don't know I have bars. But, yeah, I used to do a weekly wrap-up every Friday. And, yeah, we stopped doing it, what, like probably three, four years ago now?
Something like that.
Yeah, when we started doing Kennedy's Impossible Parody is when that happened. Would you be interested in doing it occasionally?
Yeah, that's something I'd be open to for sure.
Like a once-a-month situation or something, Kennedy? What do you think?
Whatever you guys like.
Whenever you feel the inspiration of more bars.
Yeah, I would love to bring it back on a case-by-case basis. I think it'd be fun.
All right. And Kennedy, we've had a ton of text messages coming in. Do you want to go through and maybe pull a couple of those, too?
Oh, sorry. I was not even close to being prepared.
Jen is from Reading. And I don't know if you have an AMA or just an update for Kennedy. What is it?
Oh, no, I do have an AMA. I wanted to say hi to you guys. And I wanted to ask Kennedy, you know, with the cancer treatments and she was doing all the weight loss stuff and everything, how she's feeling.
I'm feeling good. Like, I think yesterday was the first day that I didn't get right in bed at 11 o'clock when I got home.
Let's go, Kennedy.
I know, right? It's the little things. The fatigue is finally wearing off. My brain is still a little bit fuzzy, but I'm doing great. And the folks at Transition have been a huge support for me throughout this whole thing. So, yeah.
I heard you talking to a woman the other day who shared with you that she was off her...
Diabetic medicine. Yeah, she's the second person that I've met who, by doing Transition, has gone off their diabetes medication.
Right, that's great. That's fantastic.
So. Yes, but thank you for asking. Yeah. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Yeah, no, I had seen you at North Shore Mall last year, and I had told you that I was going to be having gastric bypass.
Mm-hmm.
And you had told me make sure you keep up with me. Let me know.
Yeah.
So I just hit 11 months. January 16th will be a year. And I am 3 pounds shy of being 80 pounds down.
Oh, honey. Congratulations.
That's
good for you.
In a year.
That's like a tiny human. That is fantastic.
So that might have been why. Huh?
It's so much work. Good for you.
It is, yeah. I think that might have been why you didn't recognize me at the mall.
Probably.
All right, thanks.
Good for you.
From the 617, probably the most serious question you guys will get. I just need a recap of his soup of cereal. No, we are not going down
that
road.
No, we're not doing that again.
We are not going down his soup of cereal again.
I like this one.
Yes.
It says, how painful is it when you guys can tell someone is cheating at CPK while you're on the air?
So here's what I will say about that, at least for me personally. I believe in you that listen to our show. I don't believe you are cheating. I believe in my heart that sometimes the connection isn't great. You're in your car. You're living your life. There's a little bit of a delay. I honestly believe in my heart nobody cheats at Campy Kennedy, because when you're calling into play, you have a sense of pride that you really want to win. So I trust you. I don't believe people are cheating.
That's adorable. I believe some of you are cheating, and it infuriates me. Not a lot of you, but I can tell sometimes, and I think it comes across on the air.
Kennedy, do you have something in there? The text?
I'm not here.
No,
for
no,
that
I mean
part,
the text messaging.
Yeah. Somebody asked, who was your favorite celebrity interview or interaction this year?
Yeah. Do you have somebody top of mind?
I mean, I think meeting Teddy Swims was a joy because he has such joy in his life.
He's a lovely man.
Having the new kids here is always lovely. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that they did that pool party for us, you
that
know,
was great.
Jonathan is and I have built a lovely relationship, you know, with our mental health stuff, which I just think is so kind. And the fact to watch those guys say hi to every single person who walks into any event is just next level to me.
You know who I've enjoyed that's a celebrity?
Give it to me.
LaToya Edwards from NBC 10 Boston. I mean, her and Raul are just the nicest people behind the scenes, but having her as a part of the show, and I know there was a change and everybody's asking about the change. The change was out of our control.
Yep.
It happened. Mm-hmm. We were affiliated with CBS and now we're not, and we've built this relationship with NBC 10 Boston, and I have just loved working with LaToya.
She's real exciting.
Yeah. How about you, Dan?
My favorite celebrity that I've ever met from this has been Donnie Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
People always go, really, when I say that. He's the nicest human being
of
all time.
Without question.
We did the pool party this year, he stayed later than every other new kid and took a picture with every single person. Yep.
No, he did. He did. All right. Any other ones that stand out to you, or you think we're done for right now? There's so many. I'm just trying to scroll through.
When are we getting a CD of Kennedy's parodies? I need Pickleball Hero in my life more often. I just don't know if I'm allowed to do that, but I'll send it to you.
We got a CD burner around here somewhere, Dan.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.